Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Be Simply. This is she, and we are going to connect to the dream. It is that moment in space where we have the opportunity to expand our awareness if we so do choose. And one beautiful way is to cultivate the practice of dreaming. And this can be in waking state when you're awake during the day and cultivating imagination, giving yourself time to imagine on a daily basis, just like you might have done as a kid. And then there's this other option that you can connect to dreams in your experiences when you go to sleep at night. And the reason I bring this up is that we as a society have gotten conditioned in some aspects not to connect to our dreams or to say that they don't have significance. And this doesn't go around for everyone, but tonight we're just going to briefly talk about the dreams and connect to how we might quiet our mind so we get clearer messages and have more capabilities of connecting in the dream realms and have more an ability to be objective in there. So the dreams that we're having oftentimes reflect, one, our mental state, two, what is happening in our life, what might be coming up, and deliver messages for this waking state that you're in and other potential dimensions that you're participating in. What I wanted to share as a lead-in to tonight's segment was from Carlos Castaneda's The Art of Dreaming, and this can be found on page 37 if you have a copy of it. And he talks about the idea of being aware in the dreaming and the value of letting go of aspects of yourself so you can start to really cultivate an awareness in the dreaming state and of the universe. So Don Juan's argument was that most of our energy goes into upholding our importance. This is most obvious in our endless worry about the presentation of the self, about whether or not we are admired or liked or acknowledged. He reasoned that if we were capable of losing some of that importance, two extraordinary things would happen to us. One, we would free our energy from trying to maintain the illusory idea of our grandeur. And two, we would provide ourselves with enough energy to enter into the second attention to catch a glimpse of the actual grandeur of the universe. So as the moment would have it, I was just having a conversation with someone about the universe, and oftentimes we can get so stuck just in our reality here, and we know really so little about really our existence, really, and especially we can state this because we're in what is known as Kali Yuga, the age of ignorance, and we still, by Vedic terms, have some time to go until we're out of Kali Yuga. So while we're in this period of ignorance and coming into maybe a waking state, starting to remember the possibilities, that aspect of shedding the self-importance means that moving from being in this society where there's a lot of narcissism right now, a lot of self-importance, a lot of self-identity being placed out there. It's one thing to be connected to who you are, but really start to pay attention. How much do you put on your self-importance? How much is your self-esteem relying on you building yourself up to be something or someone because you don't feel that inside? When you have that inner contentment, then you're allowing yourself just to relax into what's possible to be seen and observed out in the universe. So as we talk about dreaming and how this relates to it, and this is twofold this evening, we're going to give big concepts, and then we're going to share a little respite with some music. But if we can think of this in this manner, that we have the ability, one, to imagine. And what the imagination will do for us is it will start to let us put our attention on that which we would like to create. And when we do that, then guess what happens? We start to send out signals into the world around us, very similar to how a dolphin or a whale has a sonar. You have a sonar, and it's a two-way radio. It's not one way. So as you're sending out this imagination, guess what? Then you're connecting to other fields of people that maybe are imagining a similar thing, and your paths cross. The same with dreaming. When we allow our mind to quiet and we allow ourselves to let go of who we are, who we think we are, who we think the characters are in the dream, we'll get to that, then we're allowed to see a little bit more objectively and start to understand the mechanics of the universe. I can share only from my personal experience, as I am quite skilled at dreaming. However, there are always tricks within the dream, and they always are dependent on interpretation. And this is the interesting thing, is that we can look at a story. I could tell you a story, and five people can listen to the same story, and five people will walk away with a different perception of the story. Now, if you take a deep breath in and connect to yourself, and think about, wow, what aspects of myself could I let go of? What aspects of me do I feel are so important that I just want them to be here all the time, but are they that important? Those things that you think are really important to someone or something, what do they really mean? And so I want you to contemplate that. What aspect of you is so important that it has to still be here, that you're kind of attached to? Not that inner thing, but that thing you really put out there, that that's important, that people know that, and then you'll have value or self-worth because of that. Focus on that, and then allow yourself just to imagine what it would be like if you didn't have that mask to wear, if you didn't have that story to carry with you. Are you willing to let that down? Are you willing to let go of the person that is the doctor? Are you willing to put that coat aside? And what happens when you're not the doctor? Are you willing to let go when you're known for a certain name, if you're a rock star or a famous person? What happens when you let that go? What's there? And what happens when you let go of all the other characters, when you're someone's friend or someone's mother or someone's daughter? What happens when you let go of that and the importance and the significance of it? When you really begin to see what your field is in relation to the universe. So just take some deep breaths in, and we're going to listen to probably the perfect song for this, called Apparently by Random Rav, and it's about letting go. As you listen to this, just breathe in and out and imagine letting go of some of these masks that you wear all day long, and maybe you're attached to them, maybe you're ready to get rid of them, maybe you've been holding on to them for so long and wanting to keep them, but universe has been trying to get you to shed them. See what happens when you lay them down and what's behind the mask.
Thank you.
Letting go now. So if you think in this moment what you might want to let go of, and I'm going to read this passage again just so you can sit with it, and then we'll move forward into how to cultivate the art of dreaming, actually, to start becoming in the practice of dreaming in the waking state, in the lucid state, and then in that transcendental state, I will call it. John Wan's argument was that most of our energy goes into upholding our importance. This is most obvious in our endless worry about the presentation of the self, about whether or not we are admired or liked or acknowledged. He reasoned that if we were capable of losing some of that importance, two extraordinary things would happen to us. One, we would free our energy from trying to maintain the illusory idea of our grandeur. And two, we would provide ourselves with enough energy to enter into the second intention, to catch a glimpse of the actual grandeur of the universe. Now, this concept is connecting us to the ability that if we lose a little bit of ourselves, if we let go of some of the energy that occupies our time, our space, our actions, that then we have more time to perceive other things, more time to explore other things. So if you think about in your lifetime when you've been over-consumed with something or someone or doing something, that it prevents you from experiencing the other things that are going around or happening around you. This is very similar when we're in that dreaming state. So if you're so preoccupied, let's say in the waking state, with someone or something not going right, you're missing out on the dream that's unfolding around you. You're missing out on perceiving what's folding around you because you're filling yourself with worry, anger, anxiety. The other part is that when we do this, then we take this energy into our dream realm, and then that's reflected. On top of that, even if you're calm, but you're over-consumed, over-concerned with how you're perceived and how you're acknowledged and how you're admired, how you're liked, again, you're putting that energy in a direction that more than likely is going to return nothing to you because it's a false sense of receiving something. And then you could have spent that time and energy over someplace else, really perceiving the universe and starting to getting to know it. Most of society is going through the mundane activity. If you look at social media, if you look at the way people are going into the internet, they can't even take in anything, and now everything has to be in 150 characters or a picture. They won't even spend the time to read. And if they do, they won't even spend the time to research or back check. They'll actually take it to be true. Now, as you sharpen your skills in the dream realm, if you don't spend the time to become a critical thinker in this realm, it's going to significantly hinder how you perceive in the dreaming realm. And when you're in these lucid spaces, how you're able to, one, maneuver them and detect if there's a trick. As you become more and more in sync with your discernment in these realms, you will have clearer interpretations of what's happening. It's no different as you have someone get stiller and calmer. They can see what's happening around them. They can see what's unfolding. And then you can see the people engaging in them. So in every moment, we're given this opportunity to dive into our awareness and decide how we want to proceed. So in dreaming, if you want to cultivate a dreaming practice, first you can start in the waking state. Just take some time each day to dream, imagine, connect with what you're wanting to welcome and sending out those signals and see what images come up, even if you're kind of in a lucid state, and see what appears. And then when you even come out of that pause, you can then see what comes up and around you in your daily life, right? Then from there, you can also bring in this awareness, just connect with this awareness, And you can then, before you go transit into the dream time, even if you don't have an awareness of what you dream about, you can start being in the practice to think, okay, I want to be awake in my dream time. I want to be present in my dream time. So what you do is you enter those spaces, bring that awareness with you and see what happens. And then think about waking up. And if you wake up in the middle of the night, have a pad of paper close by and write it down if you're remembering something, because more than likely those dreams will get foggy later. If they're really vivid, in the morning write them down. Notice where you're disturbed, where things aren't settled, and notice when you're really sure and really clear about what the message is. And if you're not sure, allow it to come to you. The same way as if you're dreaming or imagining something for the future, for the next, on the horizon, allow it to not be so confined. Allow it to be open in the sense that you'll let the support or let the mechanisms come to you. So, as you continue to breathe in and out, I want you just to set with that for a moment. We're going to listen to a song called Dreamer by Elisaveta. It's a fun song. And I want you just to bring the action of imagination into your mind's eye and imagine something that you would like to cultivate in your life. Imagine something that would feel really yummy. From there, just breathe in and out and see what comes as you allow the music to appear in the background of your third eye.
I believe in fairy tales and serendipitous encounters. Catch a tiger by the tail and make a wish run from the fountain. Oh, 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 oh. I believe love will prevail, the path is clear for me to follow. Shooting stars will leave a trail for me to fill with joy and sorrow. Oh, 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 oh.
She says it so well. That was Dreamer by Elisaveta. I believe in fairy tales and serendipitous encounters. So imagine, as we imagine and dream, this cultivates that possibility of serendipity when we allow ourselves to remember that we don't only exist in one realm, that we exist in many realms. Then we can start to really contemplate, wow, what is this action about here in this dimension? What is this action about in the dreams? So on future segments, we'll talk a little bit more about this. One thing that I wanted to share, one more thing before we go into some simple ways that you can cultivate dreaming, and then we're going to shine a light on this great opportunity for a location for you to record your dreams, is I wanted to share this, that there are two ways of facing our being alive, he said. One is to surrender to it, either by acquiescing to its demands or by fighting those demands. The other is by molding our particular life situation to fit our own configurations. I'm going to read that again, and this is again from The Art of Dreaming by Carlos Castaneda. There are two ways of facing being alive, he said. One is to surrender to it, either by acquiescing to its demands or by fighting those demands. The other is by molding our particular life situation to fit our own configurations. And this is so beautiful, is that in any moment, we have that opportunity to play with what's around us, with like as if it's clay. Even if it's not in the right form that we want, we have the opportunity to shift and meld certain things to make it work. There's always a way. And this is a beautiful thing to point out in the dreaming, is if you've ever had a reoccurring dream, and if you have one, you have the opportunity to reset that dream or to finish that dream so you don't have to repeat it, especially if it's one that's associated with stress or anxiety. You can master or liberate a situation in another realm so it doesn't affect you here. So let's say you have this repetitive dream that's triggered by anxiety or fear. If you go into that dream and decide to get to the bottom of it rather than let it end, say you have one of those dreams where you can't move or you can't speak, if you actually are present enough and have awareness enough in that dream that you can actually command yourself to have voice, to speak in that situation, you'll liberate whatever that block is within you, within the dream. So sure enough, when you come back, one, you won't have that dream again. You'll free up your energy. And two, you'll have more of a voice with whatever it was associated with. And this is a beautiful, powerful practice if you begin to engage in it. So as you connect deeper and deeper to self and the opportunity to dream, you will be surprised at how they connect from here to there and there to here, and how beautiful the universe is. And you'll start to get your mind blown a little bit when you realize how things work. And it can be a little frustrating at first and humbling, I must state. So how do you want to engage in this practice? A simple way to start is, again, just do that active imagination. Like when you're listening to Elisaveta's song, start to imagine the world you want to create, the world you want to create for yourself. Use that imagination. It may not be here today or tomorrow, but think about that little kid when they were wishing for a special present. They would spend time imagining, playing with it, imagining having it. And sure enough, guess what? More than likely, it came to them one way or the other. Or they had the pure pleasure of that imagination. There were many times in my life I didn't get what I wanted, but I had so much fun imagining having it that was just as good as probably having it, if not better. So that creates this momentum of moving forward. The other part, so you can do imagination daily. The other part is to set the intention to have awareness when you go into your dreaming state, when you go into your sleep state, and see what happens. And then come back out of it and see what occurred and start recording them and see what happens. You can also pattern these from year to year to see where your psyche is and see if the dreams match up from 1 year to the next. You can also do this in your waking state to see that, oh, at this time of year I seem to have difficulty. This time of year I have things move really smoothly. And then you can liberate the difficult times, and then you have the opportunity to really prepare for those times where things are really fluid. So before we sign out tonight, I just want to shine a light on a place where you can record your dreams. This is a great organization. They're out of the Sunshine Coast in British Columbia, Canada. And Dreamcatcher, the life is a dream. It's called dreamcatcher.net. You can sign on, create a character, and record your dreams. What's really powerful, so you can go here, there are key words. So if you have a really geopolitical dream or something that's pertaining to something one night, you can go in there, record it, and then see if anyone else is dreaming the same thing. You will start to realize how we self-organize in the universe, even if we're not even near each other. A fun place to play around with dreams, read what other people are dreaming, and see what happens next. As they will state, Dreamcatcher is a digital journaling and social life sharing service that lets you catch your dreams and most cherished life experiences, keeping them organized and easy to share. Discover a deeper part of yourself, explore your subconscious mind, and share your creative journey with the world. A global social experiment to map the collective unconscious, Dreamcatcher is your space to chart the mysteries of the mind, explore global dream trends, and inspire greater synchronicity in your life. Start sharing and become part of the dream sphere. So you can explore your dreams in many ways. And until next time, this is She signing out with a deep bow, a soft gaze, a full heart, and a namaste.